Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yes. Hi, everybody. We are so excited. We want to say good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners all over the world. I'm so excited about what God is talking about.
Yes, and today we're wearing our morning sets of masks.
Yes.
Go grab your cafe, your water, your energy drink, whatever you're drinking, and come in the room.
Yeah.
Bienvenidos esta mañana. Agarren su bebida, su café, su agua, y bienvenidos al show. Y esta mañana vamos a darle gloria a Dios por todas las bendiciones. Gloria
yes,
a Dios.
Yes, and I got a bad feeling in my spirit about the energy drink. Get diagnosed and transition from that, but that's not why. It's because we don't get the right information, and then when we do get it, we don't steward it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about stewarding the right information and being connected to people who know what they know, they know, who have really, you know, gone through the source of getting the right information and getting their degrees and being able to help us. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
So we just don't know where that came from, but we just got to be obedient. And talk about, you know, what God is talking about. So today, we just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. We're so honored to be here on another Tuesday morning, right, Twin?
Mm-hmm.
At our Mornings at the Mansion show.
Yes.
So for those that are tuning in for the first time, I am Marla Mosby, your host, and this is my twin sister, Laura Kelly, daughter of the Most High God,
on fire
for Jesus, my co-host. Yes. Yeah, so we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. And we are still on the flow of honoring a mother's faith. So Mother's Day should be every day.
Every day, every day.
Yeah, so we don't have to wait for one day out the year. Come on now, we can help somebody to designate it. It's just designated to just go overboard,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But Mother's Day should be every day.
Yes.
If your mother's here.
Especially
her.
If she's here. Yes. Yeah. Call her every day.
And if she's not, then go
find
another
you some, because I have so many now.
Come on now.
Mama Gloria.
Yeah.
Mama Beverly. I got so many.
Yeah. So, you know, and I love the ones that God gives us too. I love my mom, but I love the one that God gives us.
Yeah.
Because it's a different dimension of love. And,
and
it's just amazing.
Yes.
Right?
Ahora vamos a hablar, la palabra de Dios va a ser de lo que vamos a hablar honrando a las mamás de fe. So, gracias a todos por estar con nosotros y le pedimos a Dios que cuando le demos los versos de la Biblia, los estudien y le damos gracias a Dios por lo que está haciendo y por lo que va a hacer. Y saludos a toda la familia en Reynosa, Laredo. Feliz Día de las Madres. Happy Mother's Day a todas las mamás. Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria
a Dios.
Yes, it's so awesome how the Lord has called us into this dual dimension.
Yes.
And I'm just so grateful to the Lord. That's why we have to stay in the spirit, everybody.
Yes.
Because when you're in the spirit, we all flow and we understand one another.
Yes.
And respect and honor and love.
Yes.
And then we have a great time, too.
Yes,
so,
yes.
I mean, it's just
yes.
so beautiful to have the peace and the harmony and the love of Christ
yes.
in your heart. And it doesn't matter about nationalities because we're all one body. One body, one heart, you know, and God will, you know, he will give us the dimension of love, right?
And it's like me and you being twins. We're here in the spirit. But we are twins. We're twins.
Yes.
And we both love to blah, blah, blah by Jesus, okay?
By him. Be ridiculous, but it's okay. Just sold out. Yeah. You know, just be who you were created
how
to be.
How far you to be.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a place of honor.
Yes.
Papa Jack got to be
Philly.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah,
Leo,
Leo's
here, Mama
Dali,
yeah.
Papa,
yeah,
that's
Jack.
So awesome.
Yes.
Are y'all better today?
Yeah, we're
good. We well, you're in the
week.
House. Yeah,
yes.
They're pushing through. Look yes. at that. That's so honorable. And Leo's like, I got this. I just love it. So God is so
yes.
good. And we're just going to talk about this amazing topic about honoring a mother's faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in that, we're going to come out of 2 Timothy 1:5. Thank you, Papa Jack, for being the greatest
you're
Gigi
welcome.
Ever, ever.
There you go, 20.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Bam.
Go and bring us a drink.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just excited about encouraging the body and encouraging the mothers. And not only encouraging the mothers, but encouraging the children. This is a generational conversation here today about not only the children, but the children's children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the heart
mm-hmm.
of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he talks about family, because that's why he created. Because at first it was just a big world without form or void. Then he created, did all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, you know, he created man. And then after he created man, he said, man should not be alone. And then he created woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, here we are. Oh,
yes.
Right?
I say, la familia keeps growing.
Yeah. And we have to learn to steward that and to steward the things that we've been taught and that's been instilled in us. And that's what we're going to talk about. Well, Paul is talking about on his card in the letter that he wrote to Timothy. So if you know, if God puts on you to write a letter to somebody, encourage them,
yes.
speak life, whatever way God gives it to you.
Yes.
Like Laura says, we be like, good
yes.
morning and how you doing? And God loves you. You know, we do it a different way.
Yes.
But what, you know, back yes. then that was how they did it because they had to deal with different
yes.
dimensions and
yes.
different cities and all that. But thank God for emailing today. You
yes.
can email somebody. You can yes. text somebody.
And I love it how Hope leaves us our little
yes.
encouraging letters, which
she does.
That, this encouraged me when she leaves us this note.
It's so beautiful.
You know? And
yeah.
Glory
and,
to God.
And Hope is one of the daughters.
Yes.
So see what I'm saying? So
yes.
that's what we're talking about today. And we're going to come out of 2 Timothy 1:5. And talk about this amazing letter that, and it wasn't a whole lot that Paul wrote to Timothy, but he was encouraging him. So, Laura, you ready?
Yes.
As we're going, you're ready
yes.
to pray.
Father, we just thank you this morning, Abba. We thank you for our mamas. We thank you for our sisters, our grandmas, our aunts, our cousins, Father. And I just thank you for all of familia, Father. And we honor you this morning, God. We thank you for your presence, for your Holy Spirit, God, for your manna, your word, God. Let it come forth, Father. Let it manifest. It's such an honor, God, to honor you because it's all for your glory. It's nothing that we're doing, but it's what you're doing through us. But with you, we could do all
Hallelujah.
Things. God, for strengthen us, Father. And I thank you for your love letters, which is fire.
Yeah,
la palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Padre, te damos gracias por su presencia, por la mamá, las abuelitas, las primas, las tías, por toda su palabra, las letras de amor y por tocar a cada una de nosotras y darnos fuerza en ti, en tu palabra todos los días. Y yo le pido que prepare los corazones de los almas para que reciban tu palabra, Padre, y se manifieste en el nombre de Jesús, in Jesus' name, amén.
Amén.
Amén. Amén.
Amén.
Amén.
Amén. Good morning, Miss Josie. How you doing?
Good morning,
beautiful lady. Yeah, we're excited, guys. So let us get into this amazing book of instruction.
Vamos a ir al libro de 2 Timoteo, capítulo 1, el verso 5. Y la palabra de Dios dice, traigo a la memoria tu fe sincera, la cual animo primero a tu abuela Loida y a tu madre Enuise. Y ahora te anima a ti. Eso estoy convencido.
Amen. This is such a beautiful, acknowledgement. This, to me, this is such a compliment,
mm-hmm.
a letter of compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the word of the Lord reads, I'm reading out of the NLT version. It says, I remember, this is Paul talking to Timothy, I remember your genuine faith. He didn't just say, I remember your faith. He was very specific.
Genuine.
And I see here uh-huh. in your translation in the NIV, it says,
sincere.
I remember your sincere faith.
Sincere.
So there are different types of faith
yeah.
that we want to make sure that we are tapping into. Mm-hmm. But this in this translation says, I remember your genuine faith, for you shared the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that same faith continues strong in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a compliment to Timothy mm-hmm. from
mm-hmm.
Paul.
Mm-hmm.
It really is when you think about it. It's a compliment to not only Timothy to Paul, but even though Lois and Eunice, the grandmother, but it's still a compliment to them that they instill such a degree mm-hmm. of genuine faith
yes.
in their child and then their grandson, because obviously the grandmother, Lois instilled it in Eunice, which is her daughter Eunice. See, this is what we're talking about, a generational blessing, a genuine at that. And Paul says, I see the genuine faith in you, Timothy, that was transferred from your mother Eunice and your grandmother Lois.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a powerful, this, I don't know if you know this or not, but the faith that we have is transferable.
Yes.
It's transferable.
Yes.
It's the power of influence
yes.
that we have as parents and grandparents and great-grandparents that can be imparted so that it can be carried on from
yes.
generation to generation. And it's so powerful because that's the heart of God when we think about it. But what really took me there was the part where he recognized and acknowledged it. And the attentive and the beauty of the recognition was the emphasis that he put on the genuine faith.
Mm-hmm.
That same faith, which is authentic faith, real faith, that was lived out.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a perfect faith, but it was a greatly genuine.
Yeah, and
you
sincere.
Know, and sincere.
Yeah.
And I love that. And so why would Paul say, yeah. go to the emphasis to tell Timothy how great the faith, what that was imparted in him? Because it's important that we acknowledge that in one another, you know, and when we see the different types, like the zeal that you have, Laura, you know, we tell you all the time, you know, how did you get to that place that you're at now of being sold out first and then the zeal you have for the heart of the people, the homeless and all of those dimensions. And then not only that, but you were also, when you talk about that, just knowing your heart, you refer it back to your grandmother.
Yes.
How when
yes.
she was,
yeah. And I was just telling Papa Patricio that at 9 years old, I remember, you know, because my mom would send us over there for the summer, like school stuff. But I remember her because I will sleep with her in her bed. And my grandpa, they, you know, they had their separate beds for some reason, but they did. And so anyway, I slept with my grandma. And she would be up at 5 a.m. before she started watching clothes. But I remember to this day like it was yesterday. And she, the prayer that she always prayed that I remember was Our Father which art in heaven, Padre nuestro que está en el cielo. I remember her praying that every morning. And then I would get up sometimes and I would ask her, now, what are you doing? She had her little altar with Jesus. And she goes, I'm praying for you and your mama and all my children and this and God. And that's all I remember. I didn't understand what prayer was, but I just know that she was doing that. But now I understand.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget. And that's the legacy that I remember of her, you know, and I thank God for that.
And not only that, so now just kind of fast forward and past that, now with your grandchildren.
Yes.
Okay. That's so powerful.
I know when I go meet the teachers, they go like, well, we do art. All they do is draw you with the sold out to Jesus. One of the teachers showed me a picture that Angelina drew, and I'm wearing my braid, and I'm like, sold out to Jesus. And she goes, she be telling us that you do a show, da, 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 and that you take them to a lot of church. I mean, you know, they, that's what they know. And I said, okay, if God ever calls me home, then I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus.
But they will remember you. Because, you know, like Mother's Day, we're kind of still kind of flowing in that because we want you to encourage you to know that every day can be that. You don't have to wait just for May, whatever that date is, to do that once a year. You can do that every week, every day, to express, or, you know, every month, or however.
Yo sé que todos los días puede ser el día de la madre, no nomás un día. Que todos los días les debemos de dar
papas like
honra
right.
a la madre, a su hija, a la... de la madre debe de ser todos los días.
Todos los días.
Yes, he said all the days of our life.
Yes. Okay.
Papá agree, okay?
Yes. So, and you know, this is just a place of encouragement, yeah. You know, as mothers, and eventually one day, if you are a mother, eventually, prayerfully, one day you'll be a grandmother. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then you'll get to see the generations. You know, I was just looking on a post the other day. That's a lady that I know in the, you know, in the media portion. Uh-huh. Her grandmother just turned 106. And then you could see her supping with her. It wasn't her grandmother, it was her great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So to still have that in my and my bonus dad, his mom lived, which was my bonus great-grandmother, she lived to be 104.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's amazing because Candace, Pastor Bob's wife, my pastor Candace, her grandmother, she goes to church sometimes. She's 100, I think 102, if I'm not mistaken. She's over 100. I know that.
And that's beautiful.
It's 102, 103, and I'm like, wow, what a blessing,
that's
you know?
Beautiful. When you think about it, but this is what's so beautiful about this conversation today and this topic that we're talking about, honoring the honorable portion of a mother's faith, mm-hmm. okay, and how it's transferable. But this is the greatest gift, guys, that a mother or a grandmother or a godmother or a spiritual mother could ever receive, seeing the manifestation of the transferable faith.
Oh, yes.
How you live to see it. I remember my dad when we were almost 17, 18 years ago, when I was a youth. Now, you know, a lot of it comes from the dads too, but we're emphasizing on the mothers today because fathers are the ones who validate their children. And that's so powerful. But I remember him always saying to me back in the day, the verbiage was, when are you going to open that beauty shop? And I would be like, I'm not doing that. This is rebellious. And this is ridiculous. Okay? I wanted to like be not so much an entrepreneur, but a corporate person and do all these great things in the corporate world, which is a hot mess. Okay? And I did that, and I still wasn't happy. Okay? So one day, this may have been like almost 20 years later, I rang my dad's phone and I called him to tell him that I was now going to be enrolled in beauty college, okay? Mm-hmm. And all he said to me 20 years later, well, it's about time. That's all he said to me. He didn't emphasize on nothing else. And be mindful of the gap between the 20 years when he spoke that to me and before I spoke it to him. He never bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
He never tried to convince me. He never tried to. You know how sometimes we get upset when our kids don't get in the time with what we see or whatever.
Yeah.
He never was like that. He never even talked to me about it again until I began to talk to him about it. And this was like right 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then not only that, he actually wrote the check for me, okay, to be able to expound in this dimension of where I'm at today. It was because of the seed and the faith. See, we're talking about the faith now.
Mm-hmm.
He had to kind of drag my mother along, but she came. Okay? So in that, and when he did that, so all of a sudden, all these supernatural things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked him, I was almost like, I didn't even know I was going to be a talk show host at the time, but I should have known. I was interviewing him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know it. And I asked him, I said, so what are you thinking? Because he was a man that was slow to speak.
Mm.
But whatever he opened his mouth, it was very powerful.
Wow.
Mm. And it was life changing. Mm. And all he said to me was, I'm just glad that I lived this to you. That's all he said to me. And of course, his action showed more than, and then it was great to see my mom come alongside and rudder. Mm. And then, you know, life happens like that. But that's the greatest gift of a mother and even a father to see the transferable thing and the demonstration through the upbringing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of faith that's taught and not caught, okay?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's taught,
good.
You know, because some things are taught, some things are caught, and some things are bought,
okay?
So when you're taught a thing, it's you go through the refining of it, of the teaching, and sometimes you can really just catch things and move in it and go, but it's the value of being taught. And people really taking the time to sup with you, sit with you, resonate with you, and then be that godly example. And that's the faith that Paul is talking to Timothy about his grandmother and his mother, which he repeatedly said genuine or sincere faith. So that's a powerful portion, you know, when you think about it.
Yeah.
So,
And then I think about, you know, God, our dad, how amazing and how much he loves us because, you know, in the word talks about he holds a part of him, mm-hmm. that he's turned it any way he pleases, because his will be done. Mm-hmm. It's already finished. And just to know that when you finally surrender, say, yes, here I am.
Yeah.
This is my calling. Because God had a plan and a purpose,
right.
to prosper, not to harm us, to give us a future and hope. But look how God is touching so many souls, and it's going to continue.
Right.
And I'm one of them that mm-hmm. has changed my life and still learning, growing, and knowing. And it's such an
yeah.
honor to be part of Bonita the Mansion
Amen.
With my twin sister.
Amen.
And I thank God for mamas and papas.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a flip side to this too, twin.
Mm-hmm.
If we got, you know, because when you share the good, when you tell a story, you have to tell the whole story.
Yes.
There was a lot of part in my life that I was really rebellious.
Yes.
I was. And trying to do the Frank Sinatra and the Burger King, trying to do it my way.
Yes.
And it did not last. Because
yes.
only what you do for Christ will last.
Will last.
There's so many things that I would not talk to my parents about, because I knew what they were going to tell me. They were going to tell me that, no, we've been there and done that. That's not going to work. If it didn't work for you, it ain't going to work for us. And I would just ride in my own lane and make my own decisions and not seek godly counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to Reverend Booty. But yeah, I was listening to him this morning, Bowdy, and I was so encouraged by him about the submissive woman and not understanding the fullness of the only way to really be a submissive woman is, first of all, you got to submit to God.
Yeah.
And then not only to God, you have to submit to your father. Your
mm.
earthly father or grandfather or the fatherly example in your
yes.
life, if we could just help somebody. Because,
yes.
I mean, I just turned 60, no, 27, and that helped me today.
Yes.
In my next dimension of where God has taken me, I have to learn, and submission is not people just saying, do what I say what I do. That's not submission. Submission is honor.
Yes.
It's honor, and it's transparency,
mm.
and I could have done better. Can I say that?
Yes.
I could have done better as a submissive daughter.
Yes.
See, that's probably why I had all the hiccups in life and the marriages. And I'm just trying to help somebody.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because if I had a really, and I believe that I was submissive to my dad, but there were things that I would not tell him when I wanted to go to the left and he was over here on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not open that up and say, hey, Dad, you know, I was thinking about, I called him Papa. You know, Papa, I was thinking about, what do you feel about this? Well, oh, will you pray with me about this transition or this dimension that I'm trying to flow in? And I knew that he was not going to approve of it. See, when you know that your parents are not going to approve, you don't share it. And then you go on your little skippy way.
Because we know everything at that time. I can relate to
it. I did it. And you go on your skippy way, and 20 years pass by, and you walk into some good things, but they don't last.
Yeah.
They don't last because you didn't get the right, proper counsel from the validation, because it's important. I just learned the fullness of that this morning as I was getting ready in my sanctuary. So I said, Lord, I just want to share a little bit of that, because I didn't realize the importance of it, and I would have had a lot less hiccups in my life.
Yes.
If I had known the fullness of that, but I didn't know. So I'm just trying to help somebody be obedient in that, because it's according to what measure that we're given. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people don't have that. You know, you were birthed into the earth through a father. It's a difference between a dad and a father, right, Papa Jack? It's a difference. So you have to know that father anointing. But even in that, go to your heavenly father.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
be grateful and steward the spiritual dad that God give you. That's a reason that God aligns you in that dimension, so that you can, be the better version of who you are. Because dads do validate; they really do.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Papa's here today, just representing. He's come from a whole other country.
Te viene de otra ciudad. Las mamases.
Yes, but it's really important that he comes, and it's important to him.
He says, God bless both of us.
Amen. So see, the blessing of a dad, come on now, and that anointing.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
And we just have to understand that. And I don't know how we got up on the dad, but okay, we're here. Okay. But if we want to go ahead and go into Romans.
Vamos al libro de Romanos.
Where we talk about the measures. And this is just a place of encouraging the body.
Es una palabra masa que nos
it's a lot that I didn't know growing up, guys, and a lot that I could have really stewarded, because I had a great dad that was there to help me, but I just wouldn't let him help me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? And, you know, and he helped my mom, too, because it's a lot that she didn't know. And he was just such a great man, and God's given me a great man just like that man. And I'm just so excited.
God's love letters, which is fire. La palabra de Dios, que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y vamos al libro de Romanos, capítulo 12, verso 3, y dice la palabra de Dios. Por la gracia que se me ha dado, les digo a todos ustedes, nadie tenga un concepto de sí mismo, de más alto que el que debe tener, sino más bien piense de sí mismo con moderación según la medida de fe que Dios le ha dado hoy.
Amen. So remember, we're talking about honoring a mother's faith in reference of the Mother's Day dimension for this week. So in Romans 12 and 2, it says, in the King James Version, for I say, through the grace given unto me, that every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God, hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. It's so important that we understand that. And that's why we have to learn to stay in our lane. We can't be upset about this person expounding more, because God's given us all, he said, to hear all the same measure according to what he has dealt every man, the measure of faith. God gives us all the measure. It's up to us, especially as mothers, because we have such an influence, what we choose to do with it. It's up to us, because believe it or not, we really have the balance of the harmony, even in the home, because when the chaos comes and the dads and the children are against each other, it's the mother that goes and tells the children, your dad didn't mean that. Right?
Yeah.
You know your dad loves you. Finds the harmony and the balance, and then they go to the child and say, go to the dad and say, you know your daughter or your son didn't mean that. They're just going through something right now. Settle down. That's what fathers do, right, Mama Dali? Yep. And we have that's a gift. That's a measure that we have to be able to orchestrate harmony and balance in the home, because the daddy want to go get the belt and get with you.
Let me tell Papa. Papa dice que la mamá trae balance en la relación con los hijos, porque la mamá le puede decir al papá, dale chance, a lo mejor está pasando por algo, y el papá luego quire agarrar el cinto. Y para pegarles con el cinto, pero la mamá es más paciente. ¿Sí es cierto, pa? Ya sí se
es. Es verdad, porque el hombre siempre agrede y dice, no, pues tú vas a hacer lo que...
Yeah, the man always want to know.
It's true, so that's such an honor, that the and a gift, and the measure.
Es algo, un amor dado de la mamá.
And that's the measure that God gives us, so... And I'm sure sometimes there's a time of discouragement, because this happened to me. You get up in the morning, and some mornings more than others, you get out of bed thinking, we don't just have the faith to muster to get through this dimension, because life happens, y'all, to do what God has called us to do. But even in that, and this is where we encourage you to stand in your measure for just the day, just this day, because here's the thing, small faith lived in a big way, come on now, makes a huge difference. You just gotta live it in a big way.
Amen.
That's all.
Dice que a veces no tenemos la fuerza o la fe para levantarnos y como quiera tenemos que seguir, aunque la fe sea chiquita, porque aunque sea la fe chiquita es lo que nos ayuda grandemente. Y tenemos que seguir.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You know, and that's just a place. So, listen, in Christ we're perfect.
En Dios, en Jesús somos
perfectos. We can have a perfect day.
Podemos tener un día perfecto
en Christ.
En Christ. En Cristo.
You can be a perfect mom in Christ.
Podemos ser perfecta mamá en Cristo, nomás en Cristo.
Yes, and I'm telling you, that's what we have to stand in. We have to stand, because the word tells us, as we remind you, he says it's in him that we move and breathe and have our being. Because when we wake up in this flesh, we want to get with people. Big time. We want to take them to the bridge, like James Brown say. Hello. But when you stay in Christ,
don't you say yes?
Yes. When you stay in Christ, you'd be like, bless them, Lord. I just just want to reflect to you today. I'm telling you, I've been there. I'll be in my car saying, just let me see you through me, God, because I could pop a willy in my car right now. Okay? No, really.
Me and my man.
It's true. That's why you got to stay transparent. But we want to have the transfer of a faith.
You say que tenemos que tener ser transparentes, pero la fe tiene que ser transparente, porque en la carne, en veces a los hijos les queremos hacer cosas y Dios dice, no, tienes que tener paciencia con ellos, con amor, y es una pelea, ¿verdad?, en la fe, en siguiendo el camino de que Cristo nos da para seguir, pero tenemos que seguir, ¿verdad?
Dice, amén. It's true, though. So we're going to continue to encourage you guys in the Word. Let's go to Matthew 17 and 20.
Vamos al libro de Mateo.
Aleluya.
17.
Thank you, Lord.
El libro de Mateo, es el 20, yo puse el 2. Bueno, el versículo 20.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I put 2, I don't know why I think.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I pulled it off of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, el Mateo 17, 20. El 20 dice, porque ustedes tienen tan poca fe, les respondió, aseguro que si tienen fe tan pequeña como un grano de mostaza, podrán decirle a esta montaña, trasladante de aquí para allá, y se trasladará. Para ustedes nada será posible.
That's right. That's so true. That word nada means nothing.
Okay. Listen, and the word of the Lord reads in the English Standard Version we're reading out of today. He said unto them, that's Matthew 17 and 20, because of your little faith, remember we were talking about little faith lived in a big way, makes a major difference. Because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, and that is one of the smallest seeds, if not the smallest, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited about talking about this part here, because, listen, little in the hands of God is much. Mm-hmm. It really is. And as mothers, we make the largest investment in the earth. You know what that is? Into our children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And our grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know how we do it? We do it through love.
Mm-hmm.
We do it through tears.
Yes, yes.
And we do it through fears.
Mm-hmm.
We really do,
mm-hmm.
especially in the world today. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Hoping to live to see the greatest return on our investment.
Yes.
And that for us as godly mothers is to see our children serving a God, the God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
When you see your children working and moving and breathing in Him, that is the greatest return on the investment.
Yeah.
Like you see your grandchildren doing the prayers with you singing the worship songs with you.
Yes.
And at saying, hey, grandma, what church are we going to today? Everybody don't have that. But you know why she have it? It's because I don't even have that. And I'm seeking to have that. Honestly, if we can be transparent. And I'm like, Lord, why is that? The Lord's like, you got to do more. I said that thing Sunday, right, Dr. Bree, when I said, y'all pray for me because I got to find a way, my way as a grandmother, to get these children in the house of God. And I said, so pray for me. So I'm asking America to pray for me because we have to do more. We can't just say, well, we just can't just get in a place of complacency and just being okay with it. We got to start seeing some fruit. And we have to really make sure that our fruit, you know, that we're rooted. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to do our part. So if the mom has got some issues, you kind of come up behind her and find out, what can I do to get these children? Now, the difference is my grandchildren don't live with me, my children don't, and I don't see that. But they can see that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what can I do to make sure that they get to the house of God? Well, God already gave me a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I can do, and I'm going to do it, and I done already served notice. I even sent my little my middle grandson a picture yesterday to his phone because I told him, I said, don't you miss coming to church reading the tithe and offering cover? He goes, we don't remember it. Yeah, so you know what I did? I found in my archive a picture of him doing it.
Oh,
Yes.
To bring remembrance.
So I sent it to his phone to show him. And so him and my granddaughter had an argument about this. Listen, this is so powerful. So, because I call him pastor. So I'm speaking into him.
Declaring it.
And my granddaughter says, Nana, why do you call him a pastor? He don't even go to church. That's what she said. Okay. So I said, well, I said, so do you think you should be pastor? She goes, yeah, because I go. I said, well, you ain't been going enough. I said, and guess what? All pastors feel like you, I feel. We don't feel like going either. But we go, right? So that's something that stirred up in them now. So when I sent the picture to my grandson, he could not believe that he was doing that. He used to do it with Brother Timothy. Remember?
And
I sent him a picture of him and Brother Tim doing it, and he remembered it. So here we go.
Yes.
And if that's what it takes to activate and to transfer,
that's
what we have to do. It's nothing like a mother's and a grandmother's honorable faith.
Yeah. Well, and let me tell you, Pastor Marlo, I'm going to share just a quick testimony about the mustard seed. One experience I had, and my kids and my grandkids witnessed, and I know that one day when God calls me home, they're always going to remember the testimonies that things that happened because I remember reading that scripture when I was going through what I went through at my house. I didn't know there was a leak under my house and there's water under my house. It was already touching all the electricity in the house because when we would shower, we would touch the faucet, we would get kind of like shocked a little bit, electrocuted.
Wow.
And then when we would use the microwave, the light would go in and out, in and out. And so I didn't know that my house was underwater, that the plumbing had busted until a neighbor came by. He was walking and he came knock on my door and he says, Laura, I'm going to, laughing, you know, joking. He goes, if I fall, I'm going to sue you. I said, for what? And he goes, well, over here on the side of your house, it's a lot of water and it's green. And I'm like, what? I never noticed it because I always park in the front at that time. And so I come outside and I did. It was a lot of water already in the side of the house. And then I said, oh, wow. And then I said, thank you for telling me. So I went and told my neighbor because my neighbor, Tony, works for the city for the plumbing and the water in the street. And he comes, look, he goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, Laura, where's your where can you go under your house in your house? And I said, oh, and look, closet. So he comes, Mr. Tony, he comes and he opens the where you go under the house. Man, the water was already to the top.
Oh,
but it was deep to walk under, but it was already full of water where it was touching the electricity. And then he goes, oh, my God, Laura, I got to go to outside and turn off your water. Well, I didn't know none of that. So he goes outside. He had the tool that turned the turn off the water. He turns it off. He goes, wow, you're not going to be able to use the water. He goes, already. I said, no wonder when we shower, we electricity, you know, shock us and the microwave is going in and out. But God knew. See, God knew. He sent that angel, my neighbor, to see, notice because I had never noticed. So then it took about 2 weeks for him to come check it. He goes, I'll tell you what, I'll come check it after 2 weeks. You're gonna have to wait till it gets dry. And you know, I got frustrated a little bit because I'm thinking, wow, no 2 weeks for no water, no, you can't flush the toilet. And I said, oh, how much? I started thinking in my mind, what about the plumber? How do I call a plumber? It's probably gonna cost $5,000. So what I did, I got in my van and I left the house and I was crying because I'm like, Lord, what do I do? Who do I call? I mean, but I wasn't led to call nobody, okay, but other than God.
Right.
So I cry. I let it all out, and I said, well, God, this is not my house. This is your house, and you're my provider, and you're this and this, and then that. This. You said that if I have faith as high as the mustard seed, I said, you're going to send the plumber, or you're going to send the finances to get it fixed, and I cried. So Mr. Tony came the next day. He goes, Laura, listen, if you need any water, you need to shower, you and your kids, welcome to come to my house.
Wow.
And that's what we did. We will go get buckets, fill them up, dump it in the toilet. One day, my sister, Diane Kelly, if you're watching, Diana Kelly came to my house and saw me bringing cans of water to my house. She goes, what are you doing? Your water got turned off? She goes, I said, no. I said, the plumbing messed up and touched the wires. We were getting electrocuted. She's like, what? And my neighbor came and told me, we're going to fix it for you. Me and the guy next door, he's a plumber. We're going to fix it for you. Just pay for the material. And I said, how much is it? He said, $400 for the material. And I said, okay. So I started praying to God. I said, God, I need $400, which is, you said if I have, so I still must see that you, you know, and so I prayed and thanked him for the $400. So when Diane saw that, she goes, okay, Laura, I'll be back tomorrow. After my neighbor said he'll fix it, I just need the $400. So Diane, the next day, came back, and she brought me food, and she bought me gallons of water, and then she said, here's $300. All I have in my account is $300 for you to pay the men across the street so they could fix your plumbing. Then I ran to the house and knocked. I said, Mr. Tony, I said, I have $300 for the plumbing and the material. I just need $100. And he said, we raised $100 at the job. I told some people about you, and everybody gave me $20, and I put in $20. So I have $100 for you. He was already raising money to buy the material. Yes. So when Diane brought the $300 and he put the $400, they went and bought the material. Well, there's two men of God. One was a plumber, and then the other one was plumber for the city. They would come to my house every day after 5 o'clock and work after work until it got dark, and they would dig in. And one of them got electrocuted the first time because they forgot to turn on the well, anyway, it was a testimony, but God protected us. And then so they worked for a month, Marlo, 1 month. And they work on it, and I'm going across the street. I'm taking showers on my sister-in-law, Jennifer, and bringing cans to buckets. And, well, a month later, they fixed it. Wow. They bought all the material. They fixed it. And when they told me, turn on the water, y'all, I don't know how it is. If y'all ever experienced 1 month, it was a little bit longer than a month. No water. I turned on the sink water because I was washing the dishes with the buckets in the bathroom. I got on my knees, and I was praising Jesus, and also because none of us got hurt while we were getting electrocuted.
Yeah.
And I just thanked the Lord, and I told the guys that it was three of them, Jesus, Tony, and I can't remember the other guy that were working every day. They said, how can I, how much I owe you? What can I pay you on payments? Because I didn't know they were going to charge me. They go, no, just cook a meal for us. He said, we heard that you cook good. I made some tacos for them. I said, I could do that. I cook a big meal for them, and I took it to them, and I cried, and I said, Lord, I got brand new plumbing, that they fixed it. But that's the scripture right here.
Come on
and I
now.
Said, you said, and I cried, and 1 month, it got fixed. So I got, and it was $400, and Diane Kelly could witness my family. And so my family has seen a lot of things that they're going to remember that. All I could do was cry out to God, and He provided. He to this day.
Wow.
So I want to encourage somebody out there. I don't care if it's electricity or your plumbing. God will send angels.
He
will send warriors to help you because I'm a walking testimony. That's why when you see me on fire for Jesus, He has done so much for me that if He didn't do one more thing for me, I
already.
But I'm thankful just for waking me up this morning. I'm thankful that I get to spend time with my grandbabies. I'm thankful that we're healthy. I'm thankful that I have food. I'm thankful that I have familia that I'm connected with in the body of Christ through life every day to give somebody in the street encouragement, hope. Because I'm always thinking, if God could take care of me, He could take care of anybody that's in the streets, or even if you have a home and you're gone, because everybody's sometimes going through trials and tribulations. He said, in this world, we will have troubles. But take heart, He already overcame every situation. So I'm sharing this testimony to give somebody encouragement. And if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you know, you tell mountains to move, I'm telling you, God will do it because He's done it for me. I have so many testimonies I could share, from vehicles to water, and many more. But I know He's the same Father as He's your Father. He'll do it for me. He'll do it for you. But you just got to go to the love letters and declare it.
That's it.
Take authority.
That's it.
And if you want to cry, let it out, because I've done it many times, but it's almost like a release. You know, like, I feel better. Let it out.
Then you walk out even more.
He said He collects your tears, too. God says it in His word.
Your tears are your conversation.
Solid
conversation.
But I just wanted to share
that's
that. Because that's one scripture that I could remember that it touched my heart when I cry out
and
to
you
God.
Walked it out.
And my plumbing got fixed.
And you walked it out. And you were patient in it. That's another thing.
Yeah.
We have to learn to be patient in it. You know.
Yeah.
You know, you can't complain in it.
Yeah.
You have to be, you know, content in it. You know God's going to work it out, and He will do it in His appointed time. Good morning, Brother Robert Williams. I call him Bishop.
Yes.
That's what he is. But, you know, faith is really trust.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Are you really trusting God, you know? In the small things, and small things become big things. That's why we say here, if you're, you know,
having that kind of day, we want to encourage you to stand up in the faith of your day, in the measure of what God has given you today. If you feel that your faith is small, stand up in it in a big way.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It makes a huge difference
yes.
in your life.
And another scripture that will help me a lot, too, is Proverbs 3:5, where it says, trust God with all your heart and not lean on your understanding, but in everything, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Y eso es el Proverbios 3:5, que es poderoso, que ese también ese verso me ha ayudado mucho, que dice, confía en el Señor con todo tu corazón y no en tu propia inteligencia. Dice, reconócelo en todos tus caminos y él te hallará tus sendas. Y este es un verso que me ha ayudado mucho a mí.
Amen.
And this scripture right here has helped me a lot, you know, because I said, okay, I'm not going to trust on me, but I'm going to lead into his understanding, his word, and he's going to lead me and guide me and help me.
That's the hardest place, even for believers, to really settle in that place of really trusting God, because we have such an appetite of what we want.
Yeah.
You know, we want what we want, because really God knows what's best. And then we get into this place in 5, 2, 10, maybe 2 months. It's a collision.
Yeah.
You know, we want what we want, and it's not what's best for us.
Yeah.
You know, but leaning and depending on God, it's such a cocktail and a recipe for elevation, prosperity, deliverance.
Yeah.
Your life becomes brighter, more brilliant.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, trusting and believing is a mother's recipe, and her recipe book is this.
Yeah.
Woo. This is the recipe book.
The love letter.
Okay.
Fire.
Yeah. So remain in this great book of instructions because it's God. This is our compass before we leave this earth, because it is the good news.
Yes.
And it will guide your life, and it will guide you line upon line, precept upon precept. And it will take you into a place to where you really understand value, how to value people. I think the world has gotten away from the value. Especially in your own home, your own mom. If people don't value their mama, they can't value you. And that's just the truth. You know, we have to understand that this is a value a mother brings, is teaching us as her children learn to value her. It's a sowing and reaping dimension of our mothers and grandmothers and all mothers that are in our lives and in our past. Here is where we say, thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Thank you for teaching us how to transfer genuine faith or sincere faith, you know, to our children and our children's children, you know. And there are some women out there that, you know, can't be moms or have not, but, you know, attach yourself or align yourself to some children that need some mom.
Yes, some spiritual daughters.
Yes.
There's many of them. There's so many of them.
Yes, because this whole world is full of them. You know, it's full of people that everybody needs somebody.
Yes.
You know, and the people that, you know, there are people that walk around and just think they don't need nobody. Mm-hmm. We all need somebody. And we all can be some type of figure, whether it's a spiritual mom or God. Just represent.
Yes.
You know, represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I love this scripture here in Joshua 24, I believe it's 15. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we have the mindset and the heart, as we settled in this place and we understand, you want to read yours, Swain, as we close.
Vamos al libro de Josué 24, versículo 13. Y dice, God's love letters, which is fire, la palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y dice, pero si así ustedes les parece mal servir al Señor, elijan ustedes mismos a quien van a servir y a los dioses que sirvieron sus antepasados al otro lado del río fortalece a los dioses amorosos en cuya tierra ustedes ahora habitan por mi parte, mi familia y yo serviremos al Señor.
And I want to read your, I want to read your version here. I think I have the King James, but I want to read the NIV version here. It says in Joshua 24:15, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day who you will serve, whether the God of your ancestors served beyond the Ephraim, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If that's the bottom line, you know, and that's why the, when in the beginning when we read in when Paul wrote the letter to Timothy, you know, where he was telling him, I believe it was in 2 Timothy 1 and 5, you know, he was just being so honorable to him. This is how we want to be remembered.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be remembered in our genuine faith, or mm-hmm. our sincere faith, you know. So to all the moms out there, hi, Cherie, how you doing?
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
Love you. Miss you.
You know, all the moms out there, just be encouraged that we have an assignment.
Yeah.
In life, that is our reasonable service, to be able to posture ourselves to be properly aligned in the kingdom so that we can really nurture our children. And because if your mom nurtured you, it's your job to nurture your children. You know, that's what Paul was saying to Timothy. And he was talking about, obviously, you were taught some stuff by your grandmother and your mother. And he personally knew them because he called them by name, Lois and Eunice, you know. And that same faith is in you.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that I see it. That's a place of encouragement. Not only that, it's also a compliment.
Yes.
When you think about it, and I don't know about you, but I want somebody to tell Majesty in about 20 years, I want the compliment. I can tell that everything that was in your grandmother is in you. That is so powerful. Yeah. And then that way, in his children, and this is the legacy in the heart of God, y'all. That we understand that we're just not just moms and feeding and go to work. And see, we just get caught up in this natural part and not understanding what our service is and our obligation as in the spirit. You know, how you know, of course, we wake up every day and we get our kids ready and teach them things, take them to school. It's way more than that. Way more than that, what God is telling us, because, see, we're talking about going the everlasting life.
Yes.
We're talking about the life living forever. Not just this, we just passing through.
Yes, ambassadors passing through.
Yeah,
right.
Because one thing about children, you got to teach them how to behave, because they come here with that nature. You got to. I just tripped out. I mean, I got the depth of that with this baby when he came. He came here so innocent and amazing and beautiful, but I got to say, don't do that. He ain't but one, and you got to teach them how to, because it's the sin nature that we're born in it. We were conceived in it. We were born in it, and we will die in it. But when we teach them how to get rooted in Christ, that's when you know, right, that because I didn't even get it in the fullness of it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, you have people that's been in church 50 years and still don't know nothing, and I just got to say that. Because you can tell by the fruit. When you see how their children behave outside, that's because that's how they behave inside. And that's the truth, and that's what will make us free. But people don't want to be set free. They just want to be willy-nilly. That word keeps coming up, Papa Jack. But that's what they want to be. And you can't be that in the kingdom. There's an order in the kingdom, and there's a protocol in the kingdom. And we have to understand it is our reasonable service. How beautiful, niece. My niece, Deborah. How you doing this morning, beautiful? But it's true. You know, so listen, we're held accountable for that.
Yeah.
So I want, when I, and listen, at the end of the day, if God says, today you will be with me in paradise, I want to hear, well done. So you're going to hear something. You're going to either hear, depart from me, I never knew you, or you're going to hear, well done. It ain't no gray area in this life that we, and we just transition. We don't exit out.
Mm-hmm.
We just transition.
Because
we're going somewhere, and you better know where you're going.
Yeah.
And this is just the truth. And I'm just thank God for this time with you guys today, how we have stuck together and how we encourage and honor the mothers in their honorable faith.
Yes.
And as you do it.
And I want to say something to the moms, too, before we go. All of us have a calling for the Lord. And, it's, you know, when we give our hearts to the Lord, Jesus, it's like, what are we going to do with Jesus, with Jesus? You know, as he's in us now. And so this being a mom, a grandmother, working as a teacher, or being doing outreach, or being an entrepreneur, we all have a calling. But I learned one thing with God in my walk for 21 years. That when you do his will, when you're about his will, he pays the bills. Okay, you don't have to worry about nothing. He brings healing. He's like shalom, peace. It's like there's so many, I don't know if you call them benefits, but it's like it's much better when you do it with Jesus, because he helps you. Because a lot of times there's things in you that need to come out, and you got to let him deal with your heart, let him deal with your struggle, the bondage that you're in. And he, one thing that's beautiful about Jesus is that he never leaves you where he finds you. Right. And that's what's so beautiful. And then he connects you and he blesses you with many sisters and brothers and just familia, you know. And that's what I love about him. And I just want to thank him, Father, that every any moms out there, God, that they don't know what to do, they just cry out to you and just go to your love letters that you say they cry out. If they knock on your door, you will open. You will draw. They will draw. You will draw. You know, as they surrender and cry out to you, God. So I ask, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that there's a mama watching right now, or a grandma, or an aunt, that, Father, you give them the strength, Father, and that you reveal yourself to them, God. Even if they just say your name, there's power in your name, God. So I thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives, and I thank you for allowing us to be moms and grandmothers, God, and spiritual mamas, God, and continue to let us decrease in you. To increase. If there's anything in our heart, Father, that will hinder this prayer, God, I ask you to forgive us, God. But I ask you that you continue to lead us and guide us. And it's all for your glory, God. It's all for your glory. And we thank you for what you're doing, for what you're getting ready to do, because you said that our latter days will be greater than our former, God. So we thank you for your promises. I thank you for our studio audience and the ones watching, Father. That you continue to speak blessings, Father, over them, and let your will be done in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's that each one reach one.
Each one reach
one.
Yeah,
you know, why do you think you're awake today? You have to ask yourself that. Lord, you woke me up today, and you get in his presence, and you ask him what orders are for today.
Yeah.
You know, it's in any other army you're in, you got to go to the general.
Yeah.
You got to go and find out what the order is for the day, what the plan is. What the strategy is, and he will give it to you.
He will.
And the main is to each one, reach one.
Yeah.
What can you do to be a blessing to someone today?
Somebody
because
else.
If you're on this side, you are blessed.
Yes.
And stop complaining, people in America.
Yes.
Because we're so blessed and fortunate.
Be grateful and thankful.
And if you watch it, and most people think that the borders are just all about the people coming from Mexico. No. They're trying to get over here because those people, I mean, since the pandemic, it is just astronomically. They don't have nothing.
Yeah.
They are dying just to get over here to have a life, and we have a life. We have abundance, and then we just sit on it and throw it in the trash, and we don't got closets full of clothes and don't even wear them. Ain't warm in 5 years,
so
and just we're hoarders. We're I don't know where that came from, but I got to be obedient, and we have to talk about what God is talking about. We're such a blessed generation. We're such a blessed people.
Yes.
There are many places that people don't have nothing. They don't have nothing.
Yeah.
And we have so much.
Yeah.
So ask God if it's really, because he know your heart. If it's not in your heart, he's going to already know it. Ask him, God, how do you want me to participate in your work, in your kingdom today? What would you like me to do so people can see you through me? I want to be a light of the world and the salt of the earth. That's who we're, that's our mandate. Nothing else, but we get so caught up anyway, being competitive, and we're here to complete, not to compete.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. That's
so we just want to encourage the body today, stand up. Just stand up.
Mm-hmm.
With the real people of God, stand up today.
Yeah.
And be. And let us shine. Because he says in his word that we should be like a city on a hill.
Yes.
We should be shining. Like the big spotlights, we should be like really the bling of the earth.
Yes.
We should be blinging and glowing, you know, like spotlights, like gold.
Yes.
Because, come on now, stuff that people fight over here and kill each other over, we walking on over there.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
So, in other words.
Yeah, and I want to send a shout out to Pastor Marcos and Patsy and Papa. They,
good morning.
They started Bible study at Marine
Papa.
Park on
yeah.
Tuesdays, and now they're going to do it on Thursdays because like 30 people shows up every Tuesday, and then some can't make it on Tuesday. So now they're going to start a Bible study on Thursday. So Tuesdays and Thursdays. And there's people coming out of the streets that have been delivered, set free, and I'm just seeing God.
And then when y'all do the
Yeah. And all glory to God, but I just thank God for the his children that he's reaching out to.
Yeah.
And we just vessels,
yeah.
you know, saying, okay. yes, here I am. And so I just want to thank the Lord for that. And I just want to thank everybody that's been releasing clothes and shoes and blessings for the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
God bless y'all, and may the Lord continue to bless all of y'all. And thank you. All glory to God.
Also,
grateful,
the Gigi's do that too. They just do it in-house.
Uh-huh.
Marco
yeah.
can do it out, you know. In
just
the
like you're inward
yeah.
entrepreneur, and I'm.
After,
I see
yeah.
how God connects us.
Come together.
He's a connector, and that's
yeah.
where the explosion
yeah.
in the spirit is taking place.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Jesus, Cristo, vive.
And also the GGs are doing it on Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
starting in a couple of weeks, back here at the House of Glory.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just come on, bring your kids
mm-hmm.
if you're hungry. They feed you. Listen, you can't help no hungry person if you ain't got an antidote.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell them nothing about God while their stomach touching their back. We got to be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, so if this ministry is a blessing to you, feel free to be a blessing
yeah.
to this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why how we keep it going.
Yeah. And one of the guys that's homeless in the park, that's he's there ready whenever they get there. He said that he had prayed to God to bring people